Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Minnesota for senior night on Sunday, March 6th at 6:30 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. And Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Parkins and Spiegel are on labor watch for the rest of the afternoon. Well, actually, not till the rest of the afternoon, for two more hours. Then we should know, right? If we're good to go, 4 p.m. deadline. I'm using air quotes.
Well, we just got some bad news now.
Oh boy!
So they didn't want to wait till our 4 o'clock hour, because what's interesting about this stuff is that the MLB official didn't just give this to Evan Dreilich or Passan or Nightingale. Everybody's got this at the same time. So the MLB official said, "Quote." We thought that there was a path to a deal last night and that both sides were closing in on the major issues. They, meaning the Players Association, couldn't make us a CBT, that's the luxury tax, proposal last night, so we agreed to extend the deadline to exhaust every option. Quote continues, the MLBPA has a decidedly different tone today and made proposals inconsistent with the prior discussions.
So yesterday it was the owners with a different tone, and today it's the players with a different tone.
So MLB says, the owners say, we will be making our best offer before the 5 p.m. deadline for the MLB Players Association. That's a fair deal for players and clubs. So essentially MLB saying, we're going to just make you one more offer. Best offer, take it or leave it, and we'll see what happens. Doesn't look good for today's deadline.
Remember when the Bears fired Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we got on the air, they had had the press conference. And so we didn't even get to, like, celebrate and live in a period of optimism.
Yeah.
That's so unfair. The Mully and Haw and Lawrence and Bernstein and Rahimi got to live in the world that we woke up to this morning.
Oh, the wild, wacky baseball night that went deep into the dark.
Like, they all wake happiness up from, like, the 1:30 tweet barrage from Bob Nightingale with all this progress and optimism. They got to be like, hey, they extended the deadline. Maybe that'll work. Like, I haven't even logged into Twitter yet to see what Speaks is talking about. And now all of a sudden we're back to cynicism and I got to deal with depressed Speaks for the next 4 hours. This sucks.
A players union source said,
I was going to get in some football today, Lawrence, while we were waiting for the baseball news.
The players union source tells Evan Dreilich that our tone has been consistent. The players are just very apart, very far apart on several issues like collective balance, tax threshold, blah, blah, blah. No difference, the union believes, from today to yesterday, but MLB is putting this out there with everybody. They didn't come ready to make a deal today. We were ready to make a deal.
Okay, so how cynical do we get to be? Do we look at this and go
unlimited?
Oh, so they had this back and forth last night, and the owners get to put the carrot of there might be baseball out there in front of you. Ideally, kind of trying to push the players towards signing a deal that is owner friendly, and then when it doesn't happen, they get to go, these guys, like, we were so close, guys. We were so close.
We negotiated for 7 straight days. Yes. We stayed
13
up.
13 hours. Yeah,
definitely.
We were so close, you guys, to having baseball. But I tell you who screwed it up.
Uh-huh.
Those players, they came in with bad tone today. Didn't like their tone at all.
Yeah, no, they absolutely get a chance to try and flip it after it's been, what, 43? We knew that they had gone 43 days without negotiating.
43 days without making an offer.
So now they can say, we were there deep into the night. Our commissioner was there. We were there. We negotiated for 16 hours.
Practicing his golf swing.
You know, it's interesting because all the luxury tax stuff that was out there today, it was basically staying the same. It was staying flat from what it was last year to years 1, 2, and 3 of the new deal. And then it was going to go up a little for year 4 and a little for year 5. But everybody was looking at it like, well, that's interesting. I guess that's a win for the players. It's just kind of staying where it is. And now here we are. The players obviously went in there and said, oh, yeah, no, we just don't want to stay flat. Your revenue's going up, so let's raise the tax. And the owners don't want to raise the tax.
Yeah, I think what gets interesting here, I mean, there's a lot that's obviously interesting now that we are at the 11th hour of the deadline, but they're not going to just stay in Florida forever. You know, like, these guys are billionaires, and I know they're not all there, and the guy with the Rockies has been leading a lot of the negotiations, but like,
Dick Monfort, everybody.
Yeah, at some point, they're going to leave. You know, like, they're gonna get on there. You
the
know,
owners or the
yeah, the owner. They're gonna just leave.
Do you mean Max Scherzer's gonna get in his Porsche and drive away?
Like this pace of negotiations that, you know, we all know deadlines make deals, but like, okay, so you set a deadline and then you move a deadline, and eventually, like, if it doesn't happen today or maybe tomorrow, I don't know if they'll move it again. Like, they're gonna get in their jets and go home, and I wonder. Then I think the clock will really start on
when are they going to meet again?
It's not just opening day, but when are they going to meet again?
How far in?
Right.
Are you calling me?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I calling you? Did we make the last offer or you? And it just becomes like a stalemate with someone you're dating of like, I texted last.
Right.
So they got to reach out to me.
Right.
The passive aggressive push pull. I'll turn off my read receipts so you won't even know if I'm paying attention.
Yeah. I think that is, if this goes poorly, that's going to be the next chapter.
Yeah. You know, yes, I think that's true. Man, I was wearing the cynicism yesterday, and it was unsettling for me, for others, for Danny, as he gave me the good vibes, babe, and tried to spin me around. But I think your question of how cynical we should be and Danny's answer of unlimited is frankly correct when it comes to this ugliness, because we've got so much precedent. How about this? How about the owners intentionally leaking this false hope?
Yes.
Last night.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why Nightingale gets 10 or 12 correct items in a row via Twitter, and we know who his sources are. So the owners get it all out there. And
Speaks, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Like, that's why,
think about
the avalanche of it.
Yes.
That, as you're reading like that heartfelt, beautifully written piece by Jeff Passan yesterday, where he laid out in chapter and verse what was going on and then kind of said, look, this is on the owners and here it is. They did this. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, this is a dialed in dude. Like, this he's not swayed by emotion. Like, Jeff's not a guy that's like going with the wave. And to read that and then to start seeing the reports later at night, I'm like, wow, did a lot of the baseball people that I cover get this wrong? And then I was like, oh, it kind of looks like they're doing the thing where we feel like we're close to a deal, and it puts pressure, public pressure on the players to try and get something done.
So two things,
in a way,
Lawrence,
to make them look like the bad guys in this.
Think about how malicious that is from the owner's perspective to go ahead and do that to the fans. You know, last night and today.
Don't care.
Correct. So they're like, you know, let's go ahead and let them twist in the wind and have some hope for a day. And then, you know, we'll send it away. And in the meantime, they are now hoping that more people turn and go owner's side than player's side, which is what we ended up talking about quite a bit yesterday. Because there's a lot of people out there, and some of them have called the station, and a lot of them are tweeting at us and whatever, who basically feel some version of, we all take less than we deserve from the man. Join us. Who are you? Are you better than me, you ball players? We all have to take less. Go ahead and do it. I can't pity you. And this pushes them more in that direction.
Well, first of all, the answer is yes, they are better than us. Mm-hmm. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
But how many fans want to admit that and feel comfortable?
Yeah, some. You should. They don't pay to watch you at your job. They are better at their jobs than we are at our jobs. So that I think should be stated.
Was it Tommy who drove the truck yesterday? I'd pay to watch Tommy drive the truck.
He sounded great.
He did.
I wanted to hang with him.
Yeah.
Shot in a beer. Yeah, I'm with you on Tommy, but it's just, I think that we'll see what ends up happening on the number of games missed, but I don't know that this is about like fan manipulation as much as it is a negotiating ploy. Like, the players want to play 162 games because they want to get a full season of game checks, because they don't want to have multiple seasons in their careers where they didn't get full seasons of game checks, right? They 2020. They got prorated game checks. If this season gets shortened, they get prorated game checks. The owners putting this out there like that, we're going to make our best offer mm-hmm. by today's deadline. It's fair for both sides. If the players say no, this is when we get back to what we talked about 4 months ago, which is just, the owners can wait this out longer than the players can.
Yep. And we'll
be right back where we started.
Players Association has already said they're going to give players $5,000, like especially players on the low end. They're going to get $5,000 for the month of March, I think it was. And then if April comes and there's still no baseball, they will give another payment to players so they can have something as opposed to the steady paychecks they were waiting on.
Yeah, but the good news is, and this is where to me, like, it's so different from like the NFL when they go through the CBA stuff, is that usually with baseball, the players have a stockpile and it isn't churn and burn as much as it is in the NFL, where the guys are so desperate for the game checks in September because that's how they get paid outside of like the bonus structure stuff. If there is any, the NBA probably a little bit more, but if there's any group of players that can absorb a work stoppage, it's the MLB players, which does give me some hope. I also think that it's interesting how that nugget, while the positivity was reigning on Twitter, that nugget about, well, they've kind of promised ESPN a 14-team playoff, and there's $100 million. I thought it was interesting that news came out when it did, because then the players could be like, wait a minute. Wait, you've already like pre-negotiated this thinking that we're going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. And I wonder if there was if the change in tone, and I'm using air quotes, was them going, no, we're not going to allow you to, in the last minutes of this, just kind of slip this in and make it so that we have to do something that we don't want to do.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. I think that, at least a lot of the stuff that I read, it seemed like one of the absolute inevitabilities of this was expanded postseason, right? And it was a question of
12 versus 14.
But everybody really understood that there was going to be expanded playoffs that came out of this, much like we knew that Universal DH was coming out of this. So I don't know if the players took that as some sort of insult. Like, wait, you already negotiated the TV rights for the playoffs, but we haven't even signed on the dotted line.
We haven't agreed to a 14-team playoff,
right? Like, but I guess I would say that if they have in their negotiations, they have said revenues that are generated from playoff expansion are split 50-50 with clubs and players, I would think that that necessarily wouldn't bother the players as long as they're getting their cut. I could be wrong, but it is a concession from the players, but I feel like it puts money in all of their pockets. I just don't really like it. Like, if we just talk about it from the sport standpoint for a minute.
Expanded playoffs?
Yeah, because
depends what the format is very, very, very much for me.
It will matter a lot, I agree, but if it is 14 teams,
uh-huh.
that's you go from a third of the sport making it to 48% of the sport making it.
Mm-hmm.
That is massive.
What's the format you like, Speaks?
The format, if they do the 14, the format I like is the Costas-Reinsdorf plan, where the three division winners all get to sit for 3 days. So the three division winners get a three-day break. The four wildcard teams pair up for two coin flip games and then a third coin flip game where the winners play. So you get three coin flip games while the division winners get rewarded for winning the damn division by getting a three-day break. And only one of the four wildcard teams advances to two best of sevens for the LDS.
But I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either if it is 14, but man... The only reason that 162 games makes even a modicum of sense, and it really doesn't make sense, but the only reason it makes sense is because we then get to say that the postseason is most representative of the good teams and the regular season matters.
Postseason participation, but every year we say that the best team doesn't always win the World Series. We bemoan that randomness every year, and we still would. But listen to what the format that I just gave you, you still get the three best teams in terms of each one of their divisions, they still get to advance, and they're definitely in the final four.
But they're not the three best teams.
No, but they're in the final four because they've done their job against their division. So, no, there might be some better teams that end up having to be in the coin flip, that is for sure.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is that...
But it already has some randomness to it. We still bemoan it.
It's not about the randomness, though. It's about valuing the regular season. It's the same reason I'm against college football playoff expansion. Like... The Big Ten championship game matters because it is a de facto playoff game. The rivalry week matters because they are de facto elimination games. If you expanded the college football playoff, well, then Ohio State and Michigan both make the playoff, and then that game isn't as significant. And if you make 14 baseball teams make the playoffs, it's going to be very, very hard to argue when a fan calls or texts this radio station and says, why are you guys bemoaning that Tuesday game in June? Because that game will not have a whole heck of a lot of significance, just like a random NBA game or a random NHL game does not have a whole heck of a lot of significance.
But we still spend plenty of time talking about a random NBA game. We spend plenty of time doing it. The NFL just had its most expanded playoffs ever, and it was arguably their best playoff.
Except for the first week with the extra teams that were in it.
Yeah, no, this is true, but that's why format.
But it's also single elimination in football.
Yeah, for sure.
Football's just different because it's one of 17 regular season games, so every regular season game matters so much.
Are you not down with the NBA now that there's 20 out of what, 32? So there's more than 50%.
And it devalues the regular season.
Okay, but here we are still talking about regular season games, and it still matters. You know why? Because you want to get top six. You don't want to get in the play-in. You don't want to have your life affected that way. It just shifts the parameters of what you do and don't want to happen. If you are the Padres, you better damn win your division, or else you are going to end up in a coin flip. You know what? Win your damn division.
They are going to expand the playoffs, and I do think for the business of baseball, it is a good idea.
It is inevitable.
And it is inevitable.
So that's why the form, as long as you tweak the format and there's still something to play for on every one of those games, then I think it can be survivable.
It's all survivable. I think that it's going to take a lot. So say they do the ghost win playoff scenario.
They can't do the stupid-ass ghost win scenario that people are talking about.
Where like the reward is it's a best of three series, but you actually start with a one game lead if you were the division winner.
Oh,
like that it will feel gimmicky, but it would be a huge advantage and incentive for the regular season. But again, I still just think like the math of it of damn near every team is going to be able to say,
I know.
Well, if we just get hot at the end, we can make a run and win this thing.
We can make a run and get in there and win. But then you got to win two coin flip games just to survive to the final four. So you don't want to be there.
No, you don't want to be there. Uh-huh. But if it's worth $100 million, it'll still count as the postseason. It'll still extend managers and general managers' jobs and all of that. So it'll still be considered the playoffs.
One other item on the Costas-Reinsdorf plan, guys, is that the division division series, the LDSs, they're both best of sevens, and it's 2-2-3. Just two home games for that wild card team and that bottom team that gets in there for that it's for the wild card one against the best division winner. So it's just another way of valuing the division. You're just going to have to do those things and try to secure the importance of the regular season as best you can.
Look at you guys actually like caring about the game, though, like the sport itself.
Well, right. That's a huge part of what this what sucks for all of this. But like, what's going to happen is eventually they're going to get a deal done, and some people are going to parse CBT numbers and all the stuff that is like contractually relevant to players and owners.
Yeah.
And then the sport will be here and we'll be like, okay, wait a minute. How many teams make the playoffs? Who gets the games at home? What's the seeding?
Oh, yeah.
Pitchers
man.
Aren't hitting anymore.
How long is the season?
Yeah. How many games are we playing? Like, you know, like the actual, because that is like really what we like, right? We like the games here.
Well, that's the thing. And my biggest fear all along has frankly been that they would have this extended period of ugliness that pisses everybody off, even the romantics, and in the end they have not even dealt with pace of play, have not even dealt with some of these rules, and they won't be granted the unilateral power to change rules like the NFL has, because they will have used it as a bargaining chip to try to get some financial thing done. And you know that the owners would rather get an extra $15 million in their pocket rather than like unilateral power to change rules and make them for good, because most of them don't give a crap about that stuff anyway.
So you guys going to talk about Kyle Davidson on the show today? Or
No.
That no needs to be re-racked and just used indiscriminately. That was fantastic. That was definitive. Nope.
We will not be. The show could be 18 hours long. Just last year, if it is 14 teams, by the way, yeah. The 83-win Cincinnati Reds and the 82-win Philadelphia Phillies would have been in the playoffs.
Okay, now, the Phillies you can argue about, I would have had no problem seeing the Reds in there. They made a crazy-ass run. By the end, their pitching was rolling. A whole bunch of good offensive stories.
Didn't the Phillies have the MVP?
Yeah, they did, as a matter of fact. But I would have had no problem seeing the Reds represented as a wild card team last year.
Okay. I'm just... 83-79
is not a
normal baseball thing. Like, that is a 10-14 is a drastic shift.
Didn't
the Cardinals win the World Series? They like did. 83-79?
They did, and the Mets went to the World Series in 73 against the Gene Tennis A's and lost the World Series, but they got there with 83 wins.
Whammy!
There we go.
83.
Oh, that's a good whammy.
So we got a lot going on today, Lawrence. Hub will join us from the Combine. Joe O will join us. Grody's going to join us from the Combine. If baseball has a season, we'll probably have some things happening in that regard with guests. Billy Zerkat is going to be in studio here in about 20-25 minutes telling an unbelievable story. Chris Tannehill's original mentor. And so we're kind of bouncing around with basketball, football, baseball. We heard from Ryan Poles. We heard from Matt Eberflus. So we got a lot to do today.
All right, boys. Have at it. Enjoy yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey. Thank you, Lawrence. Hey, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.